It's time to talk Utah football with Utah tight end Brant Keithy. This is Brant Keithy with Bill Riley, presented by Craig Swapp & Associates. One call, that's all. An exclusive weekly conversation on The Bill Riley Show. Now let's get to the voice of the Utes, Bill Riley, and Utah senior tight end or wide receiver. Never mind, just call him an offensive weapon. Brant Keithy on your home of the Utes, Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Saw him Saturday night when he got honored right here, just two stories below where I'm sitting right now here, Rice-Eccles Stadium. He walked out. I think he only had one crutch going on Saturday night, so that's showing a little improvement. Brant Keithy joining us right now here on the Bill Riley Show, brought to you by Craig Swapp & Associates. So how was Saturday night for you?
It was good. Yeah, that walk was nice. I wish I didn't have a crutch, but I'll take it. And hopefully by the end of this week, I don't have to use a crutch to go to Oregon.
Yeah, that would be best, and then you can walk back in studio with us here soon too. How weird was it Saturday night? I mean, not being honored again, but not being able to go out and play with your teammates and your brothers for that final time at home.
Yeah, it's weird every single time I step in. I'm not having to put on pads or anything, but I would say I'm kind of getting used to it. Just knowing the situation I'm in and. The only thing I can do is just show up. It is weird, but I'm kind of getting used to it. It's not as bad as it was the first time after the injury.
How was being honored this year versus being honored a year ago? Was it? I mean, obviously you were playing a year ago, so that part of it was different. But was it weird running back out and on senior night, even though you have more eligibility again?
Not weird. It did feel a little bit different, but no, not weird at all. Just I wish I could have ran out, but more just kind of walking slowly. But no, it was good, and we had a good crowd, and happy for those guys. For anybody leaving, and still need to make my decision. But yeah, just happy I got to walk, and it was a good time.
So have you kind of put a timeline on when you're going to make that decision? I mean, is it December? Is it January? What's kind of your timeline? I know you haven't made it yet, but when do you think you'll start, that process and have a decision?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still kind of weighing the pros and cons of everything and haven't made the decision yet, but I don't have a timeline. Obviously, the timeline is before when I have to actually make that decision, which is probably early January, late December, but whenever that is, might be sooner, whatever, but no, I haven't made that decision. I'm still thinking about it.
So it was a good night for the, even though you weren't out there, it was a good night for the tight ends. It was good to have Dalton back out on the field again, and he played solidly, but it was a night for the other tight ends. Both Thomas Yasmin and Logan Kendall got in the end zone. That had to be cool for you to see.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thomas scoring again, and Logan getting his first touchdown as a Ute. So very happy for him, especially for Logan, because it's his last game in Rice-Eccles, and he gets his first touchdown in Rice-Eccles. So big accomplishment for him, and I'm happy for him, and excited to see what they do this next game at Oregon.
It was a couple of firsts on that play too, Brant. It was Nate Johnson's first career touchdown pass. They sold that thing well, a little misdirection going one way, throw back the other way, and then Logan tiptoeing into the end zone up the sideline. Your boy Thomas did the same thing. He had to kind of tightrope it up the sideline and dive for the pylon and hit that football on there. So athleticism out of a couple of tight ends on those two plays as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of athleticism in that group, and surprising athleticism from Logan too. But no, those guys played awesome. I think the one area that we probably needed to clean up was reaching for the end zone. But, I mean, we'll take those touchdowns, and just happy for those guys and pump for them.
Yeah, especially Thomas. There's always that risk when you stick that ball out and try and break the plane or hit the pylon, because if that thing comes a little loose while you're doing it, could end up being a touchback for the other team.
Yeah, and you don't want that to happen. And as soon as he did it, he knew that he shouldn't have done it, but it is what it is, and a player is going to make a play. And I mean, if you're that close to the end zone and you can make a play, by instinct, you're going to do it. So Just kind of learning after the fact that we don't really want to do that. But when you're in that situation, it's kind of hard not to do it. So just happy for those guys and glad that they made the plays that they made and put us in front of Stanford and made the plays to win.
So you're on the sideline. What are you just spectating? Are you kind of over there when they come to the sideline? Are you pointing things out? Are you being kind of an extra set of eyes for Fred Whittingham? Kind of what's your role during the game down there, Brent?
No, I mean, I'll give them some things if they need it, but most of the time just staying out of the way and not trying to be in the way of anything and just kind of enjoying the game from a different perspective and just watching both offense and defense because a lot of times we don't really get to watch the defense that much because the offense is always meeting, always talking about things. And especially for me, I'm always out there on the field during offense. So just kind of enjoying the game from a different perspective. And, yeah, I'll see some things and I'll let you know, okay, boom, do this. Or, if they're going to keep doing this, we might as well do this. So just certain things, but I try to stay out of their hair because I don't want to keep putting things in their mind that not that they already have a ton of things in their mind. So just let them play.
You always got the post game and in meetings and stuff to do some of that stuff. Brant Keithy with us here on the Bill Riley Show today. Just give me a quick thought on Nate Johnson. A lot of people buzzing about this young quarterback from Fresno. You've got to see him in practice and through the fall camp and in practice running scout team and some other things. But he's come in the last 2 weeks. You know, he can use those last four games not to lose the red shirt year and things like that. But I'm just curious what you've seen from him in practice and how you think he's acquitted himself in the games.
Yeah, he stepped up. They've asked a bigger role out of him over the past couple of games, and he stepped in and done it. And, his first touchdown pass in Rikers Eccles was to Logan, and good for him. He's making plays, and he's learning. And he's young. He still has a lot of time left here, and just happy to see his growth throughout the whole process. But, yeah, he's making plays, and happy to see that he stepped up to the challenge that we've brought to him, and if there's more plays added for him, I know he'll step up and make them.
Yeah, it just gives other teams more to think about, you know what I mean? Just gives them a little bit more to put on their plate, and especially now that you've seen him throwing the ball, he's not just a running threat. It's really, I'm intrigued because I like to see how Andy Ludwig likes to use guys.
Yeah. And Andy's always coming up with different ideas on what to do. And depending on, okay, if this person coming off an injury or doing this, then we're going to have this guy do different plays, kind of take on the role of what he would have been doing. But, yeah, just Nate coming in and filling in the void of what we need him to do. He's done a great job at that. And obviously, you need to add some wrinkles in. You add some passes for him because we can't just run the ball the whole time if he's in the game. So, just the different things to make him move all over the place and get the ball, and Andy's done a great job at that.
So, in your opinion, Brant, what does the return of Tavion in the form he was in Saturday night mean for this team and for the offense?
It means a lot. And I think the number one thing he needs to do is continue doing what he's doing. Don't really let it get to your head. Play the game how he always has played it, and I think he'll continue to do that. I think the time off was good for him because it kind of made him realize a lot of things and put a lot of things in perspective and kind of learn how truly the game can be just taken away from you like that. And I'm happy for him that he had the game that he did, but just need him to step up this week again and make plays because this is a hard team that we're playing, and especially in Eugene. And having everybody show up and step up and make the plays that we need them make, we're going to need them to do that this game. And just come into the building, prepare the right way, and show up to everything. That's all we need him to do.
I just think him in the form he was in, and that was a career night for him, 180 yards, he had the two touchdowns. I just, you know, the offense has been fine. I mean, there's been very few games this year where the offense didn't move the ball, score the ball, the whole thing, but I just think having Tavion gives a different dimension to the offense that's not there. He just runs in such a unique way, in such a physical, violent way. and his legs look fresh right now. I just think it brings something that's not there when he's not playing.
Yeah, I mean, it adds a lot. Goal line, short yardage, and honestly, he looked faster to me than he's looked in a while, and quick, and he looked patient too. A lot of things that I haven't really seen out of him in a while, and I was really happy to see all those things, and just looking forward to this next week because you can do it all you want last game, but you got to be able to carry it into the next game, and I know he will, and just needs to prepare the right way, and if he does, then the outcome should be the same. And yeah, he's done a great job, and kind of what he brings to the table, we can't get that from anybody. And having him on the team and being a great teammate, all those things, it definitely helps. But just him getting himself right and what he's been doing, he just needs to continue to do.
Brant Keithy with us here on the Bill Riley Show today. What do you remember about the preparation and run-up to the first Oregon game a year ago? I remember you guys were slight underdogs in that game. And this year, there you guys are underdogs as well, going up there, slight underdogs. It's a three-point thing, which basically is a pick'em game. But I remember there was a lot of talk about Oregon and the playoff and the Pac-12 championship, and you guys were hosting them that day. What was the run-up like a year ago?
I mean, it's the same every single year, and I don't think it's really any different from any other game.
Really?
From my eyes. I mean, we treat every single game like it's a championship. I mean, every single game is the same. We try and go 1-0 every single week. And, yeah, we look at the personnel and know the things and the challenges that we have and know we have to make plays just like any other game. But it was a lot better feeling knowing that we were playing at home. I've never played at Oregon the 5 years that I've been here. And I don't know if anybody else has played at Oregon, whoever would have been on the team before, but we haven't played there yet. So I think that's a whole new element of surprise because no one has been in that stadium and played there. I don't know if it's going to be a huge deal, depending on what time the game is at or whatever, but I think that could be a factor. But no, just knowing the guys, what we have to do, and the ultimate goal is go 1-0. Our back's against the wall. We have to win the next two games go to the Pac-12 championship, and everybody knows what we need to do. We just have to go out and do it. Just have to prepare the right way, do all the things that we need to do just in order to get ready for the game on Saturday, and just go out there and play.
You guys were so physically dominant in both those games last year, and you beat them in very similar ways, just basically lining up and running the ball at them. I don't know how much you've looked at Oregon this year, if at all, because obviously you're rehabbing, but do you feel like that game plan or that attack carries on the road this year against this Oregon team, or is it going to have to be a little bit different?
No, I mean, always we should start always with the run mentality. And, I mean, it's always a softening process, like Coach Ludwig says, and who knows, at the beginning it may be a struggle, but throughout the process, it's going to start working. And glad to have Tavion back because it definitely helps with the softening process. And whether or not we're going to need to pass a lot this game or run the ball, we don't know, but we're going to prepare like we need to do both. And I know a lot of guys are going to sit there and wait for their opportunity, and whenever it comes, they have to be ready to make the plays. And whatever's asked of them, I know they're going to do it. And it's going to be an exciting game. A lot of new for everybody, and I'm excited to make that trip this week because haven't traveled in a while, and just excited to cheer on the guys.
It's really weird. You've been at Utah as long as you have, and you've never been to Autzen Stadium. That's just, I mean, I guess some of that's COVID and some of that's odd scheduling, but it's just very weird to me. You've gone almost your entire career and never been to Autzen Stadium.
Yeah, it was a little weird. I was always looking forward to playing there, and especially this year, I was like, oh, wow, first time we're playing, can't wait to play. I don't get to play, but at least I can just be on the sideline and see what it's like because I've been in every other stadium except Cal also. I never played at Cal. But, yeah, just it is kind of weird, but a lot of new experiences for everybody, and excited to see what their stadium is like and what their atmosphere and their fans and things like that because they've been over – at our stadium a lot this past 5 years, and happy to go over there and just I'm just looking forward to the guys getting ready for the game because they know the challenge, what's up in front of them. And every single game we've had it where if we don't win it, then we're probably out of the Pac-12 championship. So just those guys' mindsets need to be right day in and day out, same as every week. And the outcome should be the same if we pray the right way.
What's the sense you've got this week, Brand? I mean, obviously everybody knows you've got to win out to get back to that Pac-12 championship game, but do you get a sense this team's in the right place to make that trip? Because to be fair, the two big road trips you guys have made this year, Florida didn't win and UCLA didn't win. So this is probably as big as either one of those games or maybe bigger. So do you feel like the team's in the right headspace and maybe in the right place football-wise too?
Yeah, I mean, Florida was the first game of the year, and we had to kind of fix some things. Defense didn't have a great day. Offense, I think we could have played way better. We're going away, never played in SEC, all those things, but no excuse, we still lost. And then UCLA was the first time we were away after my injury, and that can be an excuse, but it is what it is. But the offense is finally clicking, we're getting guys back, and I feel like it's way different than those games. The guys are in the right headspace. Yeah, our back's against the wall, but we always play the best when it is. And the guys always know that we need to prepare the right way, and especially this week going to Oregon because this is our biggest test. This is the only game that we can play this week, and knowing how Oregon is, we just need to go in every single time in the building ready to prepare and ready to practice. And I know our guys are going to do that.
So I'm curious – you know, you guys have gotten off to somewhat slow starts offensively. Why is that, and what's the best way in your mind to avoid the slow start?
Yeah, it's still tricky to me because we've been doing it all year. We haven't really had a fast start since last year, and I think it's just kind of being more creative on plays. And, yeah, the run game, but sometimes the softening process doesn't happen right away. And if we run the ball three times or if we run the ball two times and pass on third down and we don't get it, yeah, it's a three and out. Or we get a couple first downs and it just stalls. It is what it is. It's just I feel like obviously I'm not an offense coordinator. I don't call the plays. But, yeah, run the ball sometimes. But if it's not working, then be creative in the pass game. Take some shots. I mean, that's what I love to see at the beginning of the game because a lot of teams don't expect us to do that. And especially against Oregon, I don't know what they're going to do, but why not go take a shot? Start the game off like that, and the momentum should be on our side. And especially in a away game in Austin Stadium, it'll quiet them real quick. And that's a possibility, but I know Ludwig is in that building 24/7 trying to figure out how we can take advantage of their defense. And he's going to do a good job, but yeah, just starting off slow. We've been doing that. And it's kind of hard to fix because we've been in that same mode. And I think maybe taking a shot in the first series could change that.
Well, a year ago, you didn't struggle with it. You had like five straight games last year where you guys scored on an opening drive. Maybe roll the tape back to last year, Brant, and see what you guys did a year ago.
Yeah, and we could do that, but also it was last year. And a lot of teams are looking at our last year's film. They're looking at this year's film and seeing what we did well at. And it's hard to replicate that because if we're doing the same plays over and over again, then they're going to know what we're going to do. And we can take some things from them, but also we have different players on this team. We don't have the same guys. We have some guys banged up, new faces, and we kind of have to work around what they do well at. I think we're just learning the type of team that we have over the past couple weeks just because it's hard to have some guys injured and then, boom, the offense has completely changed and everyone's expecting us to be still as great as we were. It takes some time. It takes some time trying to figure out, okay, what can we do with this guy? How can we take advantage of what he does well? And I think we're just learning. Yeah, it's a slow process, but I think we're doing pretty well later half in the game. It is nice to start off fast, but it is what it is for the past couple of games, but especially this game, if we start off slow and our defense doesn't start off fast, then it will be a long night. And just hoping those guys, like I said, if I was the offense coordinator, I would run the ball two times and take a shot on third down if it's a third down. It could be a first down, but that could start some momentum. But I'm sure Ludwig is trying to figure out some things.
It's Brant Keithy. He'll be on the sideline at Autzen Stadium for the first time in his career. Sadly, not playing, but he will be there cheering his guys on. And he joins us every Tuesday here on the Bill Riley Show. Keep the rehab up. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Brant.
Sounds good.
There you go. Brant Keithy with us here on the Bill Riley Show today.